Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on various youth-focused schemes launched by the Prime Minister to boost education, skilling and entrepreneurship. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Hello and welcome. Today at Vigyan Bhavan, the Prime Minister launched several major initiatives to empower India's youth with a special focus on skilling, education, entrepreneurship and opportunities for young people nationwide. To discuss these initiatives, we are joined in the studio by Ashok Tandon, political analyst. A warm welcome, Ashokji.
Thank you.
What are the main youth-focused initiatives launched by the Prime Minister today, and what objectives do they aim to achieve?
See, Prime Minister today launched two major initiatives for youth across the country in the field of education and skill development. And if I may say so, today's ceremony symbolized the priority India accords to skill development. And in that context, the Prime Minister highlighted that under the 60,000 crore PM Setu scheme, ITIs will now be more robustly integrated with industries, and that 1,200 skill labs have been inaugurated today across Navodaya Vidyalayas and Eklavya model schools nationwide. Now, this convocation ceremony, basically it turned into a grand celebration, a cause of gold adorned with embellishment, with the proposal from Nitish Kumar to elevate the occasion into a mega festival. The Prime Minister highlighted that several schemes and projects have been dedicated to the youth of Bihar in particular from this very platform. And these include the establishment of a new skill training university in Bihar, expansion of facilities in other universities, the formation of a new youth commission, and the issuing of appointment letters for permanent government jobs to thousands of young individuals. These initiatives are a guarantee for a bright future for the youth of Bihar.
The Prime Minister said skill plays an important role in nation building. He said his government is preparing the Yuva Shakti to lead the future with a strong focus on skilling and innovation.
PM Setu Yojana ke madhyam se in ITIs ko upgrade kiya jayega. Yahan nayi machine aayegi, aadhunik machine aayegi. Industry ke training experts yahan aayenge. Karukalam bhi aaj ki aur future ki demand ke hisab se upgrade hoga. Ek tarah se PM Setu Yojana duniya ki skill demand se bhi Bharat ke yuvaon ko jodegi.
So, you mentioned the PM Setu scheme. Could you explain the PM Setu scheme and its significance for upgrading 1,000 government ITIs across India, especially the hub and spoke model, industry partnerships and international collaboration aspects?
See, until 2014, there were only 10,000 ITIs in the country. But in the last 10 years, nearly additional 5,000 ITIs have been established. An ITI network is being prepared to meet current industry skill requirements and anticipate future demands over the next 10 years. And with that in view, to strengthen this alignment, coordination between industry and ITIs is being enhanced. The launch of this PM Setu scheme, which will benefit, as you also said, over 1,000 ITI institutions across India. And through this initiative, ITIs will be upgraded with new machinery, industry training, experts and curricula tailored to present and future skill demands. The scheme will also connect Indian youth with global skill requirements, and that is the highlight of this particular ambitious scheme. She also expressed satisfaction that Bihar has received a new skill university. During today's Kaushal convocation ceremony, the Prime Minister noted that the government led by Nitish has named the university after Bharat Ratna Jananayak Karpuri Thakur. The Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur dedicated his entire life to public service and the expansion of education, consistently advocating for the uplift of the most disadvantaged sections of society, and said that the Skill University, named in his honor, will serve as a powerful medium to advance that very vision.
The Prime Minister also said that the ITIs are not only excellent institutions for industrial education, but they are also the workshop of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Hamari ITIs, industrial education ke behtareen sansthan to hai hi, ye Atmanirbhar Bharat ki workshop hai. साल 2014 तक हमारे देश में 10,000 आईटीआई बनी थी, लेकिन बीते एक दशक में करीब 5,000 नई आईटीआई देश में बनाई गई है.
अशोक जी, हाउ विल द मुख्यमंत्री निश्चय स्वयं सहायता भत्ता योजना सपोर्ट 5 लाख ग्रेजुएट्स इन बिहार, एंड व्हाट मेक्स दिस स्कीम ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव?
See, alongside strengthening educational institutions, the Nitish government has been actively working to reduce the financial burden of the education for Bihar's youth. And the efforts by Nitish government are being made to ensure that students do not face difficulties in paying fees for higher education. The Bihar government has been supporting students through the student credit card scheme, and a major decision has now been taken to make the education loans under this scheme interest-free. Additionally, the Prime Minister also announced that the student scholarship have been increased from ₹1,800 to ₹3,600. In a very strong pitch, Prime Minister said that India is among world's youngest nation, and Bihar is one of the states with the highest population or proportion of youth. And therefore, he emphasized that when the potential of Bihar youth grows, the strength of the nation will increase. The government is working with full commitment to further empower Bihar youth. And he highlighted that compared to the opposition government in the past, Bihar education budget has been increased manifold. Nearly every village and hamlet in Bihar has a school, and the number of engineering and medical colleges has grown significantly. The central government has recently approved the Kendriya Vidyalaya for 19 districts in Bihar. Prime Minister recalled that there was a time when Bihar lacked international level sports infrastructure, but today national and international sports events are being organized in the state. In the last 2 decades, the Bihar government has connected 50 lakh youth with employment opportunities within the state.
Okay. So how does the redesign of the Bihar student credit card scheme facilitate access to higher education for youth, and what are its eligibility conditions?
As I discussed earlier, the credit card scheme, now Bihar government has connected 50 lakh youth with the employment opportunities within the state. And now, in the last 2 years, more than 2.5 lakh teachers have been appointed in Bihar, resulting in both employment for youth as well as significant improvement in the quality of education in the state. So this credit card scheme has obviously helped the youth, because now it has become interest-free. And as the Prime Minister announced, the scholarship has also been enhanced. And in that context, the level of education enhanced in Bihar.
Okay.
And both center and states are consistently working to modernize Bihar's educational institution. Let me add one very pertinent point which the Prime Minister made today, was that this is the time for a double kind of bonus for the youth of Bihar, because the ongoing GST savings festival across the country, and particularly, you know, the GST, which has been reduced on a number of items, the youth of Bihar is really very happy with that. And now Prime Minister particularly mentioned that the GST on bikes and scooters has been increased, and therefore there is a race among youth to purchase bikes and scooters, particularly during the forthcoming Dhanteras. And this is very significant. Another very pertinent point which the Prime Minister made was about the self-reliance. The skill. If skill grows, the nation becomes self-reliant. Exports increase. employment opportunities expand. And before 2014, India was labeled among the fragile five economies marked by low growth and limited job creation. And today, look at it, India is progressing towards becoming a top three global economy with significant growth in manufacturing and employment. So unprecedented growth in manufacturing and exports in sectors such as mobile phones, electronics, automobiles and defense. And this surge has led to a remarkable job creation among large industries and MSMEs, greatly benefiting the youth, including those trained in ITIs. And therefore, the Mudra scheme has helped across crores of youth and the new venture. And the announcement and the implementation of 1 lakh crore Pradhan Mantri Vikas Bharat Rojgar Yojana. Now, this will assist approximately 3.5 crore youth in securing employment in private sector. I think this was also a very significant announcement or point which the Prime Minister mentioned today.
While staying on this topic, the Prime Minister said that the Bihar government has been supporting children in pursuing higher education through the student credit card. Now, another major decision has been taken. The education loan available through this credit card has been made interest-free. This is a decision of the Bihar government.
Uchcha shiksha ke liye vidyarthiyon ko fees ki pareshani na ho, iski bhi chinta ki ja rahi hai. Bihar sarkar student credit card ke madhyam se bachchon ko uchcha shiksha ke liye madad karti rahi hai. Ab ek aur bada nirnay liya gaya hai. Is credit card se milne wale एजुकेशन लोन को इंटरेस्ट फ्री कर दिया गया है. इतना ही नहीं, विद्यार्थियों के लिए स्कॉलरशिप भी 1800 से बढ़ाकर के 3600 कर दी गई है.
So, according to you, what improvements will result from the new academic and research facilities in four Bihar universities under the PM Usha scheme and the new campus of NIT Patna in Bita?
All these schemes which you are mentioning, these schemes and the successful implementations, now these are all filled with opportunities for every youth in the country. While alternatives may exist for many things, there is no substitute for skill, innovation and hard work. And therefore, with conviction, the Prime Minister remarked that all these qualities reside within India's youth. And their strength will become the strength of a Viksit Bharat and extended he heartfelt best wishes to the youth of Bihar, particularly at this juncture. And I think the message was very loud and clear that India is now marching towards becoming a Viksit Bharat. By 2047, India will be Atmanirbhar Bharat, a new India which is on march towards becoming a developed country. If I may say so, as you also are talking about NIT Patna and new academic infrastructure foundations, laid at Patna University, Bhupendra Mandal University, Jayaprakash University in Chapra, and Nalanda Open University. These are all being, you know, part of the new education policy. And today, because specifically we are discussing Bihar, so there is absolutely no doubt that the new education policy has been a beacon of ray of hope for the entire education system in this country. And Bihar now stands to benefit perhaps the maximum, because Bihar is on path to becoming a developed state. And for that, education has to play a very important role, and skill development also. And I think that will benefit the youth in Bihar particularly.
On that note, Ashok Tandonji, thank you for sharing your expert perspective on these flagship youth initiatives launched by the Prime Minister today. Thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on various youth-focused schemes launched by the Prime Minister to boost education, skilling and entrepreneurship. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.